B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Remember, if you have a case you want to submit, go to WROR.com/court and maybe we can get everybody to help you out with whatever your situation is. This morning we have Ben on the phone. Good morning, Ben.
Morning.
So your email says that you are a new boss and there's a new employee that you're struggling with for a very peculiar reason. Mm-hmm. Let's hear about it.
So I need some advice of how I can tell my boss that the new hire is too attractive for me to manage.
Okay, wait a minute.
Is the new hire a of the female variety?
Yes, she is.
Okay. And she's too hot to manage? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So I've been married for a few years now, and happily, I love my wife, but I just cannot concentrate when the new hire's around. Like, I get nervous and sweaty and lose my train of thought.
Wow.
Something comes over me. I just don't know what.
Sounds like a terrible problem.
Don't ask what she looks like, Bob.
I'm not going to ask what she looks like. I think I get it.
Okay.
But for, you know, for Ben here, she's too much.
Too much.
Whatever it is. So is that what you're calling about? That she is too attractive to manage?
Yeah. And like, she knows nothing. She's fresh out of college. She just got hired. Yeah. And when she's around me, I just turn into this total goofball. And But she doesn't know any better. You know, she doesn't know that's
you're
not
normal.
Me. Yeah. That's not normal.
Okay. So you're new to management, right? So you just got a promotion, you said. So you're concerned with that aspect of it, that you're supposed to be the manager here, regardless of their appearance.
Yeah,
right?
And like, I don't want to blow that, but I don't know if there's a respectful, right way to tell my boss that I don't know if I can manage this girl.
Wow.
There's got to be a way for you to make your thoughts go to the negative. Well, not the negative, but to some way to
not like her.
Push those thoughts out of your head.
Can he, though?
I hope so.
He says he has like a goofball teenager around her.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I mean, maybe I'm sure that this has happened to men around me. And
why are we laughing? We're not laughing. No.
No, but there's, I mean, with the risk of, like, acting like a goofball in front of her and losing your sort of, you know, respect for you, or your boss losing respect for you.
Yeah, how do you go? You can't go to your boss. Can you go to your boss?
Can you, though? Like, I really don't feel comfortable. Maybe you could have somebody manage her. Maybe you could make up a different reason.
Yeah, and it probably makes it more difficult that your boss is a female because it's, you know, you can't, I'm sorry, right? You can't just, if it's a female boss that you have.
Well, so with a guy, you'd be like, hey, what's
well,
up?
Well, a guy would be like,
hey, oh my God, you
see what
you
I'm
guys.
Saying, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying.
You know, you are saying this stuff out loud.
Yes, we are. But with a female boss,
you actually know that what you shouldn't be doing.
Yes.
Right.
Or saying.
Yes, right.
So that's what makes it hard.
Well,
Ben,
we have a conundrum.
We do. So, Ben, the good news is you don't have to just rely on us for your answers. So, there's a whole vast audience of listeners who maybe have some good advice for you. Because it's not fair to the new hire that she can't be managed.
No. But he's also young and he has to figure out a way to like manage this. Otherwise,
right.
You're going to end up in jail.
Because he's got a wife who's going to be like, oh, who's the new hire?
Right.
I don't know anything about her.
I know.
So we understand your situation here. You're a new manager. You're not going to do anything. Obviously, you're happily married. You just, for whatever reason, are not comfortable around this new hire, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, it's understandable because you're protecting your marriage, your career.
Yeah,
and
all good
this...
things to protect.
Yeah, very good.
Okay,
okay, Ben, stay tuned. 888-410-1057. Any advice for Ben, new manager in town, okay? And he wants to keep it that way. 888-410-1057. Okay, I mean, I know it's a problem I've never heard of before. That,
thanks.
You know, I don't manage you. I don't have to worry about that.
Who can?
Who could? Is it? So, what would you say to Ben? Okay, so he has admitted that he gets all goofy around this woman.
He needs to stop it.
Right? But he's supposed to spend time with her and show her the ropes, so to speak, and he doesn't want to. He feels very awkward. I mean, is that bad?
He needs to figure out how to get over it. Can he do that?
Yeah.
There are a couple of ways.
Okay. Well, 888-410-1057 for Ben. He wants to tell the boss that he doesn't want to manage this new hire because she's too attractive. Hey, 888, could be worse problems.
She's a smoke show, as Bob would say.
I would not ever say that. No. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Morning Courts in session, 7:53. It's Bob LBF and Brian helping out. Ben out. He's just being honest. And maybe, brutally honest. He can't seem to manage a new hire that he says is just too attractive. She's distractive. How about
that? She's distractive. Look at you coming up with new and somewhat questionable terms.
No, I think that's clever. I thought it was pretty clever.
She's
so attractive, she's distractive to his job.
Yeah.
You want to take a call from Christina?
Yeah, I do. I do. Please, for the love of God.
Christina, let's help Ben out. What do you say?
I think if he can't handle this problem, he's probably not fit for a management role.
Honestly. I like it.
He's a new manager. Maybe it's just he's not cut out for it.
He's in a professional environment. I mean, is he telling me he can only manage people who he doesn't find attractive? I mean, there's always going to be someone attractive. You can't let it get in the way of your job.
You know, that's something you should think about. Because I don't want to be in management. I did it.
Yeah.
I'm out of it.
Why am I not surprised?
I like just managing myself.
Oh, she's too distractive. I think we're going to have to fire her.
No, I wouldn't say it. Christina.
No, you wouldn't out loud.
Christina, I'm not on trial today, just to refresh everybody's memory. It's Ben, and he's not on trial either, but you did bring up a good point.
Yes.
Maybe he's not management material. Maybe he's not cut out for it.
Yep. He has to ask himself that question.
That's a good question. He should ask that. And I know he's listening. So Ben has to be honest with himself.
He should not go to his boss with this issue.
That's what I was going
to
ask.
It will not be a good look.
Yeah,
that's not a good look.
Definitely not.
She would then say to him, maybe you're not cut out for management.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Ben.
Thank you, Christina. You have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye now. Oh, boy. Mama June checking in.
Okay.
What do you say, Mama June?
One, did he feel like that for his wife, and how did he get over it? And two, picture eating a hot dog at the movies. Maybe he'll get over it.
Well, that's a callback to our earlier segment on the show.
So that's all he has to do. Picture eating a hot dog at the movies.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's funny. My Mama June. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. Right, hey, thank you for my birthday wish last week.
Oh, you're welcome.
We gave you a birthday wish?
Yeah. How do you email people?
Yeah, you sent the little thing
that we do.
The video was adorable.
I thought it was adorable. Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad you like that, Mama June. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, Mama June.
Okay. Bye, Mama June. All right, Don, you're on. What do you say to our guy Ben today?
Well, having been a manager for 35 years, I can tell you that if he goes to his boss, he probably loses his job. I mean, when it comes to management, he's got to get more mature about what he's doing rather than let her cost him his job.
Yeah, there's some maturity there.
I have a question. In the 35 years that you were managing people, did you ever manage somebody you thought was so attractive it was distracting?
Distractive.
No, I never met. Yeah, I did manage people that were good looking because I ran a nursing home and a hospital, but I never let that get in the way of managing people.
The nurses were attractive. I see. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, Morning Courts in session. We talked to Ben a little bit ago. His dilemma is, well, he's got a new hire that he's too nervous to manage because she's so attractive. She's distractive. Here's Ben.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? New word.
Yeah. Can't wait to use it.
I've been married for a few years now, and happily, I love my wife. So I need some advice of how I can tell my boss that the new hire is too attractive for me to manage. But I just cannot concentrate when the new hire's around. Like, I get nervous and sweaty and lose my train of thought. Something comes over me. I just don't know what.
Okay. So we've had a lot of calls, and most have been for Ben, get over it. Yeah. Right? It's not fair to the new hire that you're nervous and you don't want to manage her. And, you know, she gets passed down the river, so to speak. That's not good, right?
Right.
So most folks have been saying you got to get used to it, or maybe you're not cut out for management. So let's see. Jen, what do you want to say to Ben?
I just want to let Ben know that as a young female who works in, you know, as a manager and who has been managed, that he just needs to realize these are his own insecurities to process, that she's a woman, not a girl. And that he just needs to get over his problem.
Just get over it. Maybe if they spend time together, he'll find that
she's
it's
horrifying. That she orders hot dogs at movie theaters.
Yeah. I mean, if he's secure enough in his marriage and if he wants to grow professionally, he needs to just find a way to deal with his own insecurity.
So you say don't go to the boss, just deal with it yourself.
I'm saying that he shouldn't go to a female boss and express that he has a problem managing a female employee.
Yeah, that's trouble.
That is trouble. Even Bob knows that.
No, I would never. Nope. Thank you, Jen.
I wish him luck. You're welcome.
Yeah, wish him luck.
I wish him luck.
Yeah, he's just calling for some help, that's all. Okay, Emma, what do you say to our friend Ben today?
I think that Ben needs to get over it. She's an attractive woman. That doesn't make her unable to do her work. It sounds like a him problem, mm-hmm. not a her problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe look at her. He's married. I don't know if he has kids. Maybe look at her as if she's a daughter, because she's someone's daughter.
Right.
And her appearance shouldn't matter in the work environment.
Yeah. I think he knows all that, but he's just being brutally honest. You know what I mean? He's just saying, guys, this is, I don't know what to do because I act like a teenager around her. He gets all flustered, you know?
But he's not a teenager. He's an adult.
Yeah.
And he should be
so
able
go
to
ahead.
Those
Tell Ben what to
aside.
Do, Emma. What should he do? Get over it?
Get over it. Push those feelings aside. This is the work environment. Her appearance shouldn't matter.
There it is. Emma's just telling it the way it is. Yep. I mean, it is. That's, you know, the work office in 2021, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
It's 2021. This is what you should be calling in and telling people on the air, that you can't focus because she's too pretty.
Yeah.
It's great that she's too pretty, but you're an adult. It's a workplace.
There it is.
You need to be able to push those feelings aside, or maybe you shouldn't be in that position.
Right.
Dang, maybe
like
she
it.
Should be. Thank you, Emma. Good call.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Have a great
she's
day.
She's telling like it is. Okay, let's take our next caller up there. Vinny, what do you want to say to Ben?
Yes, I just wanted to say, you know, in this day and age, you're going to kind of have to get used to it. And I understand she's a very, very attractive woman, but you're going to be working. He is a younger guy. He's going to be working with a lot of younger, attractive women.
He's got to get used to it. Wow, what a tough thing. Poor guy.
Yeah,
right? I mean come on. Right, Vinny?
It is. One time I worked with a woman who was voted one of the most beautiful women in Boston. And
she doesn't recall you.
You just got to kind of get used to it.
You'll get used to it, Vinny.
Yeah,
working with the hottest woman
it.
In Boston.
Yeah,
you just
had
to get used to it. All right, Vinny, we're going to run. Good morning, Neil. What are you, any advice for Ben today?
Yeah, I say, you know, when you're like somebody, you sort of look at them through rose-colored glasses, but, you know, you got to use your imagination, you know. Mm-hmm. What if she, you got to say, like, what if she, I don't know, has nasty feet or something, or
you know
what if she, like...
It's a good idea. Like, convince yourself that she's totally gross.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's good.
Yeah. You
don't
know,
picture her in her
really
underwear,
unattractive.
Like the, you know... Don't do that.
No, don't do that, Bob.
Remember the Brady Bunch?
Yeah. Yep.
Remember
that's
that?
That's when you're afraid. That's,
oh, when you're afraid.
When you're afraid, you do that.
Okay.
When you're attracted, you think of, like, just...
Bad feet.
Bad feet is a good start.
I like what you're thinking. Okay. Oh, that's right. Brady Bunch was... they were nervous speeches. That's right. Okay, got it. All right. Would you like to speak to a lawyer?
No, I wouldn't.
You sure?
Do we have a lawyer?
Yes, we do.
Oh, great.
Dan,
thanks for playing along.
Yeah, that's right, though. Dan is an attorney.
Oh, all
barrister.
Right.
Dan, what do you have to say about the situation?
Well, as soon as I heard about it, immediately I start looking at a legal perspective. This discrimination right off the bat. This person even brings that up to his boss. He should get terminated for that. If the bosses don't do anything about it and they actually terminate him, this person came to me. There's no doubt about it. I would file a complaint immediately because everything about this is discrimination. Mm-hmm. If this person can't handle managing under the situation, then he shouldn't be a manager. And quite honestly, I even would question whether he should be an employee in general around people if he can't handle being around a woman without having sexual thoughts and urges going through his mind.
Dan, well, listen.
Discrimination all the way.
Yeah, no, it would be. We know that. And he's new at management, so he just kind of reached out.
He's new at life.
New at life.
Yeah.
So he might not be management material.
Hopefully he hears what I'm saying and wakes up and just keeps his mouth shut and I guess just realizes. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying that for his own sake.
No.
Right.
He needs to figure it out.
So. He does.
Therapy. He could go to therapy.
Yep. Right. Or just,
that could definitely be part of it.
Not manage. But thank you, Dan. That's it.
No problem. Take care.
I guess we have a house lawyer now. That's great.
I like that.
All right, Dan. Anytime
we use it.
Yeah. Let me know if you're ever uncomfortable.
Oh,
okay. 8:34.
You'll be the first to find out.
After Dan.
Yeah. Good old Dan. Dan. Okay. So, LBF?
Yes.
Would you like to do some dirty laundry?
Sure.
What do you got?
Well, I'm going to play you a clip of the song that I think should be played at Bennifer's wedding.
Yeah, okay. All right. Look.
And if you don't let me, I'm calling Dan.
Okay. But go back to Ben. Look, I appreciate him calling.
Yeah.
You know, because he was just, like I said, being honest. I don't want him to feel like he's in trouble.
No.
He just had a weird situation that he has never dealt with. I bet he got a lot of answers today.
Listen, first step is talking about it.
He came to the right place. Yes. I mean, you know, so now he's got his, I think he's got a plan.
He learned a new word.
If that word is?
Distractive.
When you're so attractive, you're distracting.
That's a Bob Bronson dictionary word. We'll be selling those later on this year for Christmas.
I think it's a hot seller. I'm going to go home today. If I can't get anything done, honey, you're too distracted.
Yes, it's all right. I can't get anything done.
Maybe tomorrow. Okay, so here's Aerosmith, 8:35.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And now another episode of Correct Me If I'm Wrong with Bob Bronson.
Thank you. Yeah, it's time for another episode. So my wife was away for a week. I was left to my own devices.
That's always scary.
Yep. Nobody there to stop me from just doing what I got to do.
Okay.
So I was at a grocery store this weekend, and I was checking out, waiting in the checkout line. Now, you know those, the baskets, right? Handheld baskets? Stack them up under the counter.
Yeah.
So I just was a pop in, you know, just whatever I needed to get me through.
Yeah.
So as I was waiting in the checkout line, this employee, young man, walks up to me and says, "Hey, can you hand me those baskets under there, please?" And I was kind of taken aback a little bit. "Hey, can you hand me those baskets under there?" Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. Now, what would you do in that situation? Say or do, please.
I'd say,
can you hand me those baskets under there? Just like that.
Sure. Here you go. And I would hand them, and then I would turn around and probably be like, hmm.
Okay.
It's not even like a please or, uh-huh. You know,
you'd be a little chagrined. Okay.
I mean, I just might be like, mm-hmm.
Okay, taking
it
back.
Do it.
Okay. Brian, what would you say or do?
Oh, I might just step back. Good. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's
go
it. Get them. Oh, you do the passive aggressive step.
Give it
back.
Like the
that's
old, you know,
good.
The bullfighter. Like, here you go.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Out of the way.
Well, would now correct me if I'm wrong.
What did Bob Bronson do?
What did you do? What did you do?
I was first like you, like, wow. Then I said, can I coach you?
No, you didn't.
Can I coach you?
No. No.
I said, can I coach you? And he looked at me wide eyed. And he said, oh, okay. I said, next time. You say, excuse me, sir, would you mind handing me the baskets? And he looked at me and said, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I thank you. Yes, sir. I apologize.
I'm dying.
I gave
I'm
that
dying
man,
right now.
I gave that young man a lesson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that he might never forget. Okay? Can I coach you? Can I coach you?
Next time...
It's yes, sir.
I would have been like, do I look like I have a soccer uniform on? And then
is that what you would say?
And I said, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think I
gave that young man a lesson in how to approach a customer.
Oh,
and I
God,
saw him again
so
as I was
glad
leaving.
I wasn't with you.
I saw him again as I was leaving.
Yeah? What else?
He said, sir, have a good day. Huh?
Yeah.
Coached him up.
You know that sir is a euphemism
for what?
To him now.
You think so?
Can I coach? You think he'll
ever say, hey, hand me those baskets? Or, hey, can you hand me those baskets again? I don't think so.
Can I coach you?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Can you hand me those baskets?
Okay, so you think
please?
I went too far. I can hear it in your voice. All right. Let's take a call or two. 888-410-1057. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well done.
I would have died if I was with you.
You would have died?
I would have died. I would have gone and...
Okay, Brian, grab that first call. Maybe someone want to coach me.
I coach curious. You every day,
yes,
Bob.
You do. All right, 888-410-1057. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Have you told this story to anybody else? Like, does Carolyn
I told Carolyn yesterday when I picked her up at the airport.
Yeah.
She laughed. She thought it was funny that the kid said to me, hey, I think she never got past that.
Right.
Hey, hand me that basket. Right? Then I said, I coached him up a little bit.
And?
Of course you did. Yes. Of course you did.
Oh, my
I don't
God.
Think I'm wrong. I stand by it.
I want to know what your daughter's thinking of.
I know you're 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. 725, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Just a Monday question I've got. Correct me if I'm wrong, in case you missed it. I was at a grocery store getting ready to check out, and I was standing in front of those baskets that they're under the counter that people use. I just put mine away at that point. And a young guy walks up and says, hey, can you hand me those baskets?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, go ahead, LBF. What did I say?
Can I coach you?
Mm-hmm.
How about next time, you said, right? Next time,
mm-hmm.
Sir, can you hammer those baskets, please?
That's it. Yeah. And you think that you wouldn't have done it? It was too much.
No, I would never have done it.
All right.
I would have only because...
You don't want to be called sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
ROR, good morning. What do you say? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Good morning. You're not wrong, Bob. I probably would have done worse.
Oh.
I would have. Yeah, you handled it like a pro. Me, on the other hand, I would have sat there and said, well, you know what? Come get him yourself. I don't work here.
That's what Brian was kind of doing that. That's not wrong. I just chose to coach the kid up.
I'm right, and I agree with you. I know LBF loves to give you a hard time every morning, but this one, yeah.
Don't you know that? Don't you know that? Yeah. Thank you.
But I just, I'm picturing myself with him, and like just that happening, and then me, just knowing what's going to happen, and the cringe factor of the whole, like, can I coach you? And I'd have been like, no.
Yeah, but it was a life. Now he's coached up.
Yes, he's coached up. I get
it. Jeff, what do you say?
Hey, Bob, I just want to let you know, I think you did it exactly right, because first you asked him if he can coach him, so that kind of set the tone.
Yeah.
And, you know, he needed to learn a lesson, and you did it perfectly.
Thank you.
You did it exactly.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. Well, look at that. So far,
everyone agrees with you. Everyone agrees with you. I'm just saying that if I was standing...
Let's take another call. ROR, good morning. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are not wrong.
How about that, LBF?
At all. Right? No, I say kudos to you.
Thank you. I coached that boy up. That's right. Thank you, Suzanne.
And you know what?
Yep.
That I have kids his age, and they all need to be coached up.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I'm out there doing my job. Thank you.
That's right.
Okay, bye-bye. Good morning, Mary. Correct me if I'm
Hello,
wrong.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
No, you are absolutely 100% nail on the head. I'm glad you did that.
Thank you. I mean, come on.
No problem.
Listen, I'm not saying that, like,
irked, but never.
I would have been irked, but I wouldn't have said anything, because that's how I live my life. Except with you.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Wait, what do you mean, except for me? Wait.
I don't know. It's an uncanny thing that happens to me when I'm around you, where I need to tell you that you're wrong.
I would never
say any of the things that I would say to you to a stranger on the street.
Well, can I coach you?
See, that's the thing.
That's it. You
don't
like that.
I don't like that.
You don't like that.
I get immediately on the defensive.
Yeah.
And then
you should be. Talk to me like that.
Okay. Right, you've never played sports.
You heard the first caller. You heard what he said? I know you like to give Bob a hard time.
Yes, and I think someone should. I'm coaching you.
Okay. I never thought of it that way. Okay. Hey, morning, Corey. I feel better. I really do.
You should.
I was wondering, did I go? It was too much. But apparently, listeners didn't think so. That's all that matters to me. Okay. Hey, Will is on the phone.
Yeah.
He's standing by for morning, Court. He's got a situation where college roommate, you know, is in town and pops in for a little bit of unexpected stay, but it gets worse.
Uh-oh.
Because there could be repeat offending here. So Will's got some questions, so we'll see if we can help him out with our...
We're going to coach him.
We're going to coach him up with our awesome listeners who, I'm telling you, are on the ball. Okay.
Yeah, they sure
how
are,
How about
Bob.
That? Today, they are on the ball. Brian, how are the roads?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session today. Don't forget, you can always send us your Morning Court inquiries at WROR.com/court. So, you know what? We'll talk to you and see if we can help you get answers to life's conundrums.
We're here for you.
We are here for you. And we have Will today here for us. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
So your email says something about a college roommate who's kind of popping back in town here a little bit, but he's got baggage this time. What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, my college roommate from BU, we graduated in 1993. He called me 2 years ago, and, you know, he said he might be coming to town to look at colleges with his son, so I told him to look me up. And he did, and I took them out to dinner, and at the end of the night, he said, you know, we're going to check out Fenway. Do you want us to just ring your bell when we come back to your place, or do you want to give us a key?
Okay.
And I never asked them if they wanted to stay with me. But
oh, my God.
I have a big place, you know, it's three bedrooms overlooking the Charles, and
nice.
I'm single, and it's nice. I mean, I post a lot of pics on social, but I guess that was not so smart.
So you bought him dinner to start.
Yeah.
He's, your old friend's in town. You think that's it? Okay, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah,
and then
bye.
Should I just wake you or give you a nudge? I mean, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I just thought it was going to be a meal. But, you know, they stayed, and I guess it's not a big deal.
Okay.
And so we said our goodbyes, and they said thanks. And I said, anytime. Well, big mistake.
So that was the mistake. Okay.
Anytime. Oh, my. Anytime.
All right. So what happens?
So, guys, that was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And a week ago, he called me and said that his son is starting an internship this summer in Boston. And asked if his son could crash in my place for 2 months. Oh. Before he moves back to his dorm in the fall.
Oh my god! Oh.
That's not
what?
That's a hell of a crash.
That is something.
That crash deserves a traffic report. I mean, that is nuts.
Why ask you that?
It's a very big ask, and he reminded me that I crashed at his place 25 years ago when I was starting a job in Hartford, Connecticut. So
okay.
So payback. The he's long that con.
That's really keeping score.
Wow.
He's thinking tit for tat, but
yeah.
Okay. You know,
I don't want a college kid living with me all summer. I'm a bachelor who wants to live it up after a very long year in lockdown, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose a friend, but he's a nice guy. But this is just so nervy. So
it is a lot of nerves. So I need to ask, is he asking to pay? I mean, is he willing to pay, rather?
Yes, he's offered to pay me a little bit of money for his inconvenience.
But that's not enough for you to want to deal with it.
I don't think there's any amount of money. You know, I just want my independence. If you can, you know.
So the fear is you're going to lose a longtime, old time friend who thinks for some reason that you crashed 25 years ago. So there's a little, give and take here. Okay.
How do we get you out of this?
Yeah, that's the question. How do we get you out
without
of this?
Without losing a friendship.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, can you just block your nose in 2 months? Before. I mean, literally block your nose as a college
student. Yeah, right. Well, that's an interesting problem, Will. So, again, we want to salvage your friendship at the same time, but we don't want you to, you know, be beholden to someone all summer. So we're going to take some calls, 888-410-1057. Where there's a will, there's no way.
Oh,
no way. No way.
Waiting
all summer.
Time to say that.
Yeah, it just popped.
Sitting on it like some eggs.
All right, Will. The thrill. Stay tuned. We're going to get some good responses for you, and you might get steered in one direction or the other, okay?
I appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thank
that. 888-410-1057. Ooh, boy. That's tough. Repeat offender first, inviting yourself over for, to stay.
Yeah.
And then saying, just in case you missed it, his son has an internship in Boston for 2 months, and he's asking to crash if he could stay there. I don't think he mentioned it was a nominal fee, but like Will said, I don't need the money. It's not that.
Right.
I think it's too much to ask. And am I wrong for not feeling I owe him from 25 years ago when he crashed in Hartford for a while? Let's see what you think. 888-410-1057. How would you handle it if you were Will today? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's the boss. Glory days. Well, see, that's kind of appropriate. Will is on our morning court today, back in his glory days.
Yeah.
He and his college friend hung out together. And I guess there was a time Will stayed at his place in Hartford. And now his friend is calling in his favor.
Oh, that's an old favor.
That's an old favor for his son to stay at Will's place in the city for 2 months for his internship. Okay, so Danielle, what do you say to Will?
I say to Will that, you know, he should look at the bigger picture here. This is a friend of decades and a kid that, you know, it's a 2 month internship. 2 months is not that long, and he has a big place. Mm-hmm. I think that he should, really look at the bigger picture here. Who knows if this kid turns out to be super successful and helps him later in life? You know, a favor.
You know, look, I like your style, Danielle, because your heart's in the right place, but it's 2 months.
I know, but I like the way she thinks because, you know what? He could just sit on it for 25 years, and then when he's like 80, he says, I'm wondering if I can stay with you for the next 2 months or 2 years.
Is that what you're saying, Danielle?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You just never know.
You never know. Danielle's nice.
Well, Danielle, you are nice, but 2 months in the summer, of being a... Listen, if you have company for a weekend, it gets old. Does it not? Sunday night. Yeah. What did my father-in-law Leo say? Told you last week.
What is it?
Love to see you come.
Yeah.
Love to see you go.
Right.
Okay, so.
I like my friends who used to say, let's go to bed so these nice people can go home.
Yes. That's right. Thank you, Danielle. ROR, good morning. What's your take on Will's morning court today?
I don't know. I'm looking for Brian Bell.
Oh, well, hang on a second.
All right, hold on. Are you a contractor? Getting personal phone calls.
Are you a contractor?
Yeah, just off the air.
All right, you're off the air. Okay, Anne, what do you say?
I say that he needs to help this young boy, but he can set rules. He can, you know, tell him no company, absolutely no company. Mm-hmm. He has to clean up after himself. He has to buy his own food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we didn't need to know was how, you know, lavishly he lives. Why did he have to tell us it overlooks the child? I mean, what does that have to do with anything? But
I think he likes his life. I think he likes...
It was a little bit of a flex, but that's okay.
Well, what he was saying, he posts a lot of his pictures.
Yeah, so they know that he has the room.
That's what it is.
Because he can't lie now and say, I have a one bedroom, too bad.
Yeah, no, because they know. And they stayed there, right? Anne, I'm going to ask you this question.
Sure.
How much should he ask if that's the solution?
To stay there?
Yeah. How much money do you think he ought to ask for?
Well, you know what? If he has that kind of money, he shouldn't ask for anything. It's just a good old friend.
That's
right. You know, and what we don't know, do they stay in contact? They're clearly
not much.
Not taking advantage.
Not much.
Okay. But they're clearly not taking advantage. It's been 2 years.
Okay.
You know, I could see if he just kept asking for favors.
Okay.
But he can say, it's one more time. This is it. I like my privacy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
And
that's my take on it.
No, it's a good take.
I'm
not quite.
It's kind.
No, it is kind, especially the no rent.
I am kind.
You are, Anne.
I'll be honest. I took in my cousin's son.
Okay.
And it was a nightmare.
Wow. Wow. Bury that.
Okay.
No, but I didn't set rules.
Oh, okay. I see.
I didn't set rules.
Okay.
Right, do you still have that room available?
Yeah. Thank you, Ann. You're good people, Ann.
I know.
You're good people. You really are. I wonder if she lives in the city. I didn't want to ask.
No.
You know, it's 7:55. Morning court's in session. I don't think Will's got his answer yet. Even it should even charge.
Anthony works in the grocery store.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. We talked to Will earlier in the show, and he wants to go to morning court because he's got a kind of a situation with an old college roommate from early 90s that graduated. Now, just put it, kind of a recap a little bit. A couple of years ago, his roommate came to town with his buddy, or son, rather, and then just crashed his place for the weekend without expecting it.
Yeah.
So they say, a little fun Fenway weekend. Do you want to give us a key, or should we? How do we?
Because
the guy just assumed it was going to be a weekend together.
Oh, my gosh.
But, hey, hold my beer. It gets worse. So, okay, here's Will.
The problem is I have a big place. You know, it's 3 bedrooms overlooking the Charles, and I'm single, and it's nice. I mean, I post a lot of pics on social, but I guess that was not so smart. They saw it a week ago. He called me and said that his son is starting an internship this summer in Boston. He asked if his son could crash in my place for 2 months. It's a very big ask. And he reminded me that I crashed at his place 25 years ago when I was starting a job in Hartford, Connecticut.
See, that's a payback, right? Quid pro quo. So, anyway, I think Will, you know, is concerned. It's 2 months. It's all summer, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't think they even talked about what to charge, if at all, or should he even charge his friend's son for his internship. Let's take some calls. ROR, good morning. What do you think?
Well, Will, I mean, he said it when he offered you money, but the inconvenience of it.
Okay, so obviously it is inconvenience, and he's aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a long time. You know, 2 months is a long time. A weekend's a long time.
Oh, yeah. But college kid.
Okay.
You're not a babysitter. Okay?
You're breaking up a little bit.
How long?
Gene, you're breaking up, but thank you. We'll pass it on, okay? Teresa, any advice you have for Will today?
Yes, I would say Will has to just take the bull by the horns and politely decline trying to accommodate his friend.
What should he say?
I think he should just tell him, like, listen, this is just not an appropriate ask. And he, you know, understands that maybe things were different when he was living with his friend 25 years ago. But it's a very different situation. And offer maybe to help find some housing or something as a kind of way out of it. But he is definitely, his friend is playing the guilt card and on
he is.
And
I think
he should pass.
He's cramping Will's style.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. Absolutely.
Will,
he knows, his friend knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's playing the old, card from 25 years ago,
right?
Pulling that one out.
So weird.
All
absolutely.
Right.
And if he's worried about losing a friend, it might not be a good friend, so he might be better off. Just
Teresa,
saying.
Putting it, wrapping up in a nice bow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Teresa. Will's listening.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Take care. Good luck, Will.
Ring the bell. Will you, Brian? My God, that was a love call. All right. Bye, Teresa. Okay, Lori, you're up.
Hi, yeah. I don't have any advice for Will. It's more for everybody else to come up with a solution for him, because he wants to get his freak on and he doesn't want a college kid impeding his private world.
Can I have a bell, please? I think we have a winner.
Get his freak on. Yeah, you don't want anybody
He's a single guy. He's overlooking Boston Harbor.
Right?
I mean, the Charles.
Yeah, 2 months. He's like, it's been a long lockdown. He made it quite clear what he's looking for.
Thank you, Lori. Reading between the lines. He wants to put his freak flag out. He wants to fly.
And yet I still have no advice for what he should say to him.
Okay.
Except no.
but you're just You seem to have a better understanding as to why.
Yeah,
The rest of the callers need to get on the track.
I miss that. He's single. He's ready to mingle. And he doesn't need some kid flopping on the couch with his PlayStation.
Exactly.
Oh,
he could be the cleanest kid. He could be the sloppiest. None of that matters.
No. Okay. There it is.
Right.
Boom, Lori for
day.
The wow. I'm not saying it's the win, but that's pretty close. Thank you, Lori.
I think it's the head on the head on the nail, or nail on the head, or how.
Guess what he wants to do is have a good week, a good summer.
All right.
Thanks, Lori. Well. Plot twist. He just wants to have fun this summer. He
doesn't
need a tag along.
Yeah, you know,
flopping on the couch, right? What does Tash stand for?
Tag along. SH.
Right. We can't say that on the radio now, can we? Okay. LBF, what's your verdict? What do you think?
I think that he should probably just be kind and do it, because it's such a mitzvah. It's like such a nice thing to do that he's going to feel good about.
It'd be hard to say no.
And it's hard to say no.
What I don't like about it is they're not that close after 25 years. It's just, you know, it's not the only time he sees him is when he comes to Boston to, you know, use his pad to crash. So that's the only
thing. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
You could pull the Ben Affleck and hit on all those college girls.
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay.
But.
Peggy calling from Brooklyn, New York. What do you say, Peggy?
Uh-oh.
Peggy going once, twice, and sold.
Far away. Okay. Just to yell real loud from Brooklyn.
She's Brooklyn.
I know.
Right. Okay, so I think he's just got to be honest and just say, I just can't. I mean, it's...
Really? You're going to go no?
I'd say no.
I'm not surprised.
Well, but I can recommend a few places.
Really?
Listen, if you're not that close anymore, this is your opportunity to nip to just dip your cups.
I don't know. I think it's like a good way to get to heaven.
Well, there's that, but I've already...
done so
missed
much.
That flight?
I've already punched my ticket.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm good to go.
Well,
I have two tickets.
Really?
Two. To paradise.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I don't think so.
No. All right, fine. I'll keep trying. Where's Eddie Money? 834.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to Lindsay from Marblehead. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. Hey.
Hey. I like her energy.
Yeah, she's awake.
She's a Marblehead.
You're
not.
Energy.
Don't be nervous. It's just us. You can't lose, okay? You can't lose. So. Lindsay, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and all that fun stuff.
Yes, absolutely. So I am a social worker in a large medical practice in the Boston area, 8.5 years of that. I've got a husband and 3 kids, one of whom is on a baby monitor right now, and I'm just praying does not wake up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just need 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Do you want to say hi?
Yeah. I'm going to say hi to my fans, my mom and my brother who are listening, and my friend James who told me to sign up for this, and my cousin Sherry who's on her way to the airport but is still listening. So thanks to all of you.
All right.
I hope I don't let you down.
That was really good, Lindsay.
So good.
I know.
I mean.
Her fans.
3 kids, fans, husband, job.
A baby napping.
Oh.
Well, we better get to it. We better get
to
it. Okay, here we go. Lindsay, I know you're anxious to do it. You get all 10 of these questions right. I'll give you $1,000. Okay, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. Okay, we'll get back to it if there's time on the clock. Ready, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What is 4 plus 7?
11.
What does a meteorologist study?
The weather.
True or false? All of the actresses Madonna mentioned in Vogue, the song, are dead.
True.
Watch it wiggle, see it jiggle is the jingle for what product?
Zillow.
True or false, there was 0% unemployment in the United States in 1954.
Pass.
Julia Roberts said, my colors are blush and bashful in what movie?
Pass.
Finish this line, Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
How does your garden grow?
In Greek mythology, what was Hades the god of?
The underworld.
A heptagon has how many sides?
A what?
A heptagon.
7.
Anna's, calliope, and ruby-throated are species of what bird?
A hummingbird?
True or false, there was 0% unemployment in the United States in 1954?
False.
Oh, at the buzzer. Oh, my God, you're so close.
You passed on one. Guys, nine?
Nine.
And it was a pass, so she got none wrong.
None wrong, Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay, you are so
ask
close.
Ask her again, just for fun.
It's still not going.
I should have done it in a southern accent. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Lindsay, nine, and then you just got that 10th.
Oh,
if you didn't pass on that one, man, that would have been $1,000.
She knows.
I'm sorry.
Why are you rubbing it in?
I'm not rubbing it in. I'm kind of bummed
but
out.
All your fans must be so proud of you.
Thank you. I hope so. I'm. This is a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. Now that it's over, I feel better.
You did great. You've done the best we've had in a while.
Yeah, in a long time.
So you tell them that. Yeah, Greta Garbo, Monroe, Dietrich, DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, Gene Kelly. That's it. They're all dead. Oh, yeah.
So. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Better off than them.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Betty Davis.
Yeah.
We love you. Okay, good.
Okay.
Dead too. Anyway.
Eddie Davis, you're dead too.
You're dead
too. I'm going to change the words now.
You should. Lindsay, listen, you didn't get $1,000. You were oh so close, but you did get the awesome Prue Pack. And with your clan, your Marblehead, you're near the beach, you're going to love it. The Prue Pack is this summer's hottest new item. Perfect for the beach, the boat, And yeah, even laundry, anywhere you need to carry lots of stuff. Get yours at Pru, that's P-R-U, pack, P-A-K.com. How'd I do?
You did great.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've been working on it.
I know.
Okay.
I can tell.
Lindsay, have a great Memorial Day weekend. You're in Marblehead. You
yeah.
win.
Yeah, you okay. win everything. Yeah.
Well, and I have no free hands, so I need that backpack.
Oh, you do.
You're going to
so
love it.
So good.
Check it out online. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great player.
She's an awesome player.
Man, she Steel Magnolias, you're right. You should have asked it.
Should have asked it in the southern accent.
Go ahead.
We'll try it now.
Yeah.
My colors are blush and bashful. Your colors are pink and pink. My colors are blush and
didn't
bashful.
Help. No,
pink is my signature color. Can I go on? I can do Weezer, too.
It did not help. Okay.
Hey.
Sign up to play, WROR.com. It's 8:11.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, buddy. It's Friday, not just any Friday, Memorial Day weekend Friday. Sure, the weather stinks.
Thank God it's...
Well, but it's still Friday. Am I correct or what?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play the five-second game.
Thank God it's...
We have our two players today. We have Nancy on the phone from Sagamore Beach. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
And Karen from Lin Lin, the city of sin. You never come out the way you went. That's right. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Okay. You guys have played the 5-second rule, at least in the car, right? So you know how to play the game?
Yeah, certainly do.
All right. So what we're going to ask you to do is name as many items as you can in the given category. Brian Bell will keep time. And score, the winner with the most points at the end of the game wins. A.
Oh, you want me to talk now?
Yeah, go ahead.
A $100 gift card to Bertucci's.
There you go. Wait, we're smooth. Nothing but smooth here.
Oh, I love it.
We really should have been done yesterday. Right. This is like an extra day.
Yeah, that's fine. Nancy, because you're South Shore, we're going to go with our South Shore LBF. Okay.
All right.
We'll be playing. And Karen, because I used to live in Lynn, I will take you as my player. You guys ready to go?
Ready.
All right, we're going to start with Nancy. You go first. So, Karen, you let her do all the talking. Here we go. The first category, LBF, is?
Condiments.
Okay, in 5 seconds, name as many condiments as you can. Nancy, go.
Ketchup, mustard, relish, dark mustard.
Okay. What was the last one?
Dark mustard.
Oh, dark mustard.
Dark mustard.
Is that a
not
thing?
A mayo girl. I don't like mayo either.
I like you. Yeah, dark mustard. Okay, here we go. Karen, you're up. Okay. Things you can grill. Things you can grill. Go.
Peppers, onions, chicken, fish, beef, pork,
hamburger. Damn.
We got a player there.
We do have a player.
Okay.
A full grill.
I know. I'm hungry. Okay, round number two for Nancy. LBF, what do you got?
Date deal breakers.
Ooh, date deal breakers. Go.
Bad looking, bad breath, short, ugly.
Boy, that was a blind date.
Yeah, right? Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had way too many of those.
Good job, Nancy. That's great. Short, ugly. Okay. Anyway, okay. Number two, this is going to you, Karen. Round number two. Reasons to take your shirt off. Reasons to take your shirt off. Karen, go.
Wet t-shirt contest. Time to put on your pajamas.
Okay. All right. It's wet. Did she take it off?
Yeah, right.
All right, Brian.
You can keep it on.
No, I like where
but
she's
But you like
going.
Her contest
not that,
better?
That much better contest. Oh, it's wet. Take it off. Okay, round, final round number three. This goes to Nancy. I'll be
all right, Nancy,
you
ready?
Yep.
This is a sort of homage to this Memorial Day weekend. Things you do at a hotel when it's raining.
Things you do in a hotel room when it's raining. Go.
Watch TV, read a book,
be with somebody good looking.
All right.
And tall, right?
Yeah. Tall,
not
tall.
Short.
Yep.
All right, Brian, you got a score?
Taller than me.
That's all you need, right? Okay, last round for you, Karen. Okay. Remember, the third one's always fun, right?
Right.
That's where we go.
Okay.
Round number three. Karen, times when bigger is better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Times when bigger is better. Go.
Your bank account balance. A hamburger.
Okay.
I like the way you think.
So do I. Okay. Brian, what is the tally?
Oh, my God.
We're all tied up, Bob.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Ten apiece. Ten apiece.
Uh-oh.
Ten apiece.
That means sudden death. All right, you. Yep.
Oh my gosh!
Death. All right, we're gonna go with. I'll do one here, and I'm gonna give it to Karen. Karen, this is your sudden death round. The category for you is attractive qualities in a person. Okay, attractive qualities in a person. Go.
Kindness, a nice smile, friendly.
Okay. Friendly. She got three. Okay, LBF, do you have a final round?
Okay. Ready?
You have one? Okay, what is it?
Nighttime activities.
Nighttime activities. Go.
Sleeping, watching TV, reading, going for walks.
Going for walks.
Well, that's what people do. I think we got a winner, Brian.
That's right. Nancy just edged out Karen. Nancy came
with a walk.
Four in the bonus round with a nice night walk.
Karen, I hope it was fun for you, and you do leave with your dignity, okay?
Oh, great. Have a great day, everybody. Congratulations.
Oh, very nice of you.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
Nice players.
She's a nice Karen,
yeah,
right? See,
right.
Stop disparaging Karens,
right.
People.
Come on.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I hate that. I'm tired of it. Let's stop it.
We're going to do it, Bob.
We're on to Edith.
We're on to Edith.
Yeah. Don't be an Edith.
Don't be an Edith.
Don't be an Edith. Thank you, Karen. Have a great weekend. Brian, what do we got for the winner?
A $100 gift card to Bertucci's. Try the Big Poppy Pizza and Bundle to benefit David Ortiz Children's Fund. Now at Bertucci's. Order at Bertucci's.com.
You happy, Nancy?
I am going to take my three grandchildren. They will love it.
They will.
All the kids love Bertucci's because you get to play with the dough.
And you get the rolls, too.
Yep.
Those are wonderful. Nancy, hang on. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you, okay?
Come visit me at Pine Hill.
All right, I'll come see ya.
Hey, I'm serious. Lay off the Karen. That's terrible.
Excuse
me.
I love all my Karen.
Let's just stop it. Okay, 7:21.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.